Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Ladies and gentlemen, the next subject I'd like to discuss with you today is entitled, What Are You Doing With the Rest of Your Life? Are you retired or thinking about it? Are you middle-aged and comfortable? Are you young and just beginning a career? Are you married or single? Are you doing just enough to get by? Are you motivated to achieve more? Are you uninspired and lazy? Are you enthusiastic about life's potential? Are you educated or are you ill-informed? Do you understand the power of your choices? No matter where you fall in the above statements, you have the power to dramatically change and improve your life, if you want to. There's no limit to the power and ability of a human being living in America to achieve. All it takes is the want to, a burning desire and commitment. I learned from Napoleon Hill that anything you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. He didn't teach me that you will achieve, but that you can achieve. The difference in can and will is monumental. That is where burning desire comes in. If you have a burning desire to achieve a given thing, you will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to win. If you need more education, you'll get it. If you need more enthusiasm, you'll develop it. If you need to work harder or smarter, you'll do that. Whatever it takes is what you'll do if you have a burning desire to achieve. If you will forgive a few personal examples, I believe I can prove my point. Example A. I grew up in Arkansas and left public school after the ninth grade. At age 22, I went to work for a life insurance company in Oklahoma as an agent. Within 90 days of beginning this new career, I decided that my goal would be to start from scratch and build my own life insurance company by age 35. That gave me 13 years. I knew nothing about the business at that time. I started my first life insurance company by age 33 in 11 years and have now started 5 life insurance companies in 5 different states. In addition, 10 men who have worked for and were trained by me have gone on to start their own companies as well. Example B. My daughter, Deborah, and her husband decided to build from scratch a new and successful restaurant operation in Indianapolis, Indiana. She had a high school education and a burning desire and determination to succeed. Basbo Pizza became the most talked about restaurant in the city and was selected the best gourmet pizza in Indianapolis. Immensely successful, she and her second husband, Ryan, are now embarking upon a new venture. We all would like to do what they are about to do. They are on a tour of America by motor coach, pulling a Jeep behind for exploring the countryside at every new location. They will take thousands of photos and share them with the world via YouTube video photos. Once they hit Florida, they plan to sell the motor coach and the Jeep and buy a new sailboat and start exploring the seas. Example C. My son Doug decided as a young boy that he wanted to be a pilot. He studied and literally soaked up everything he could get his hands on about aircraft and flying. Predictably, he soloed on his 16th birthday before he went to take his driver's license test. Then, at age 33, Doug became an executive in Brokers National Life Assurance Company and was rated to pilot the following private jets: the Cessna Citation V, the Beechcraft 400, and the Hawker 800. In 2011, Brokers National Life was sold to a multi-billion dollar insurance holding company. So Doug then embarked on a new and another exciting venture. Doug joined his wife's cousin and a friend of his, Robert Kobinaris, to form and build a new corporation to service other businesses by paying their payroll for them, handling their employee benefits, and a myriad of other government reporting requirements. Solid Business Solutions has been very successful and very rewarding. Doug and Robert are shining examples of what a burning desire and determination can achieve. My son Chris decided that he wanted to graduate from college with a degree in finance and public accounting. He achieved this at the University of Texas. He passed the CPA test and went to work for one of the big three public accounting firms. He then decided a law degree would enhance his future, and he received that at the UT Law School. He used both degrees in the practice of law, doing corporate litigation defense work at Vinson and Elkins, and then Aiken, Gump, Strauss, Hauer, and Feld, and both were premier law firms in America. Now, Chris always had a desire to work for the United States government, chasing after bad guys who scheme to defraud citizens and corporations. Well, he got his chance when the United States Securities and Exchange Commission made him an offer to join their elite team of lawyers. So today, Chris is often working on billion-dollar fraud cases, looking out for all of us who pay taxes. He works hand in hand with the Department of Justice in his very important work. My youngest son, Kevin, is multi-talented, which is often a curse because those individuals have a difficult time deciding which talent to pursue. I wanted Kevin to be a touring golf pro because he was blessed with the talent to do so. His basketball coaches used him in coaching clinics and urged him to go into coaching because they said he was a natural for it. Kevin loved both golf and coaching. However, he loved something else more. Kevin loves singing and performing more than anything else. He knows how difficult it is to succeed as a singer, but he has no doubts about his future. He is a singer, and someday will be recognized as one of the best in America. He loves the big band era and will remind you of Sinatra or Dean Martin, Harry Connick Jr., Nat King Cole. He performed often in Austin, Texas, and he's now in Hollywood, California, and Beverly Hills performing. And someday, you'll hear him everywhere. K. Kevin has a burning desire. He has conceived and believes nothing will stop him. He decided to be a singer. Well, I could give you so many more examples of friends and acquaintances of mine who have been wildly successful in spite of seemingly insurmountable odds. But no odds can beat a human being that knows what he or she wants, believes they can achieve, and is absolutely committed to achieving it. They will do whatever it takes to win. Now, how about you? What are you going to do with the rest of your life? No matter your age, your gender, your race, your level of education, or your current status, the rest of society needs you to be as successful as you can be, because your success and achievements spread to others and help them be better. Success breeds success. Laziness encourages laziness. Failure fosters other failures. I believe that as long as we live, we should continue to do things that produce something. Production is the wheel that keeps society growing and improving. No matter what you do, keep doing it as long as you can. And when you can't do it anymore, do something else that helps you stay productive and benefits society. Plowing, planting, singing, selling, writing, speaking, typing, teaching, painting, healing, cleaning, managing, motivating, all these things and 1,000 others are important to society. And when you do whatever you do, you benefit your fellow man and open up other opportunities for others. Men and women are happiest when they are productive. When you are proud of the job you do, the progress you have caused, and the opportunities you have created for others, you will experience genuine happiness. I have many successful friends who travel and play golf a lot, but they are still productive in so many ways. They still occupy leadership and management positions. They still motivate, train, and inspire others. And it is these things that bring them great joy. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? Whatever you decide, I beg you to decide to make it productive. Your production will help others and bring you great satisfaction. People often ask me why I'm so happy all the time, why I'm so positive all the time, why I'm so enthusiastic all the time. Well, the best answer is that there is no reason not to be. Can you think of any good reason for me not to be happy, positive, and enthusiastic? No, I said reason, not excuses. We all can think of excuses to justify unhappiness, negativity, and being down in the dumps. Excuses aren't reasons. They are what they are, poor justifications for poor behavior. We all know people who never seem to be happy, positive, or enthusiastic. And we all know people who always seem happy, positive, and enthusiastic. What are you going to be? Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. You know, if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not a conservative, then you need to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. Call your friends and relatives. Encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember this, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or if you would like to order his complete album of Cowboy's Revenge, you can do so at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood himself has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. And be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. And happy trails till we meet again.